Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And today we are speaking with Al Petrelli, who is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra guitarist, music director, and original member. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
Oh, my brother, you're welcome, and thank you for having me.
So did you start off with just one of those hats, or did you eventually get all three of them?
The hats came later on. It was kind of just like Paul O'Neill, the creator and founder of this whole thing. Just we were friends since like the middle 80s, and by 95 he called me up to kind of work with him on a couple things, and next thing I know I turned around and it was 24 years later. So I don't know, I was his friend, his guitar player, his then I guess I did become the MD, when all of a sudden, we needed an MD, and I have a big mouth and, abrasive personality, so I kind of stood downstage and yelled at him, but he goes, okay, that'll work, you do it, Everything was accidental in my career.
And it's funny, Al, I feel like for a lot of us, that's kind of the way things go. People are like, how did you get that title? It's like, well, it's a long story.
If there was a formula, everybody would do it. The only official time I was ever hired as an MD was by Alice Cooper. He hired me as his musical director before his guitar player. And, I do have a really good knowledge of the art, and I speak the language very, very fluently. So it wasn't a stretch for me to do that. But with TSO, it started out as, a recording project. There were no live shows or anything like that for the first 3 or 4 years of it. And then by the time we went out in 99 for our first tour, we were all kind of scuffling anyway, trying to figure out how to put this together. So I would say by 2000 or 2001, it became an official title. When now, okay, you really do have to kind of, like rodeo all these people, and I'm going to be responsible for Paul's musical vision.
And working with Alice Cooper, I mean, that had to be quite the project. I mean, quite the figure.
Dude, that was so awesome. You're talking about, 88 or 89, give or take. Like the golden age of American hair metal. All those bands were on top 40 radio. Tours were going out. And, here I am, some kid on Long Island, and Alice Cooper gets my number from a mutual friend and, says, he's got one of the biggest albums of his career. When the Trash album came out, and he had like a top 10 single with Poison, and he goes, listen, I need somebody who's going to take care of my band. Can you do this? I was like, I am so your guy. I was lying through my teeth. I had no idea what I was doing. I figured just say yes and see what happens, and it worked out pretty good.
And you know what? And that's another one of those situations. You can't write the script. You just got to kind of go with it.
Just roll with it. Life is a kick in the head sometimes. If I made a right turn at one point instead of a left turn, everything's different. So you just kind of go downstream and let's see where the journey takes us.
Well, Al, years later, now we have to talk all about TSO. I mean, you've been on tour for is this 21 years of Trans-Siberian Orchestra on tour?
Yes, sir. Isn't that the craziest thing, though? 21 consecutive years of touring, almost 25 years of recording.
And this year, the winter tour, it's going to be the all-new version of the Christmas Eve and Other Stories rock opera. And this is based on the triple platinum album of the same name, and it follows the story of TSO's late founder, Paul O'Neill. Talk to us a little bit about what we can expect this time around on tour.
Well, Christmas Eve and Other Stories is what put us on the map. That was the first thing, Trans-Siberian, the first full-length record Trans-Siberian Orchestra had ever done. And a very Frank Capra-esque tale that Paul had written so beautifully back then. This was in the infancy of what TSO was. We had Christmas Eve Sarajevo, 1224, that hit radio the year before, and it lit up, if you remember. Like, every radio station, every format, it went global so quick. We knew we were onto something really special, and then Paul wrote this entire story. He created, this underscoring and soundtrack and all these amazing songs. I just remember being along for the ride going, this is going to be awesome. And when we went out on tour in 99, that's the piece that we did in its entirety, and it was received so well. We were all, I was shocked. You know, I know everybody involved was like, oh my God, people love this. Now, we haven't done that piece in probably 8 or 9 years, and this year we're going to bring it back out for the first time in that many years. So musically, it will be very familiar to a lot of the people who've been with us for a long time, but the presentation of it, because technology has gone so far in the last 8 or 9 years, it's going to just be over the top. I mean, this will be the biggest, best show we've ever done.
And there's a lot of families here in Madison and, of course, around the country and around the world that have followed TSO now throughout the decades, now spanning a few generations. And Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, by the way, we're still playing on the radio.
Yeah. So all these years, right?
Right. So this is going to be a big tour. Obviously, it's in Milwaukee, December 27th. You're going to do 2 shows and you play all around the country, 109 concerts in 66 cities. Do your hands get a little, do you feel like you got to really put the tape on by the time the tour is over with?
Nah. No. I live for this stuff, dude. You know, listen, people ask me that all the time, do you ever get tired? I'm like, no, man, I don't get tired of breathing and I don't get tired of kissing my children goodnight, you know? I mean, there's just certain things in life that this is what, you know, you're here for, and I love this. I love it so much. And even if I was tired, you know, by show 50, maybe it's my 50th show of the tour, but it's that city's first show of the tour. And everybody will get a perfect first show. That's one of the things that Paul O'Neill and his family was so adamant about. It doesn't matter how many times we've done this, man. Every time you go out there, it's a first show. And as soon as the lights go down and the audience reacts and you hear that roar, man, there's nothing like it.
And I imagine you still get that rush of adrenaline, too, before every show as well.
Instantly. It's crazy. It really, because I feel like a 14-year-old. You know, I feel like the kid on Long Island going to Nashville Coliseum to try to scalp tickets for the Allman Brothers, you know. You know, it's just part of my DNA. I don't know why, I don't know how, but I wouldn't trade it for nothing, and I love every second of it.
We're talking with Al Petrelli, who's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra guitarist, music director, one of the original members, and this year it's the all-new version of the Christmas Eve and Other Stories rock opera. And this tour also is presented by the Hallmark Channel, which is a very popular channel for many people getting ready for the holidays and enjoying your music.
Well, listen, I mean, that's this thing, like, just, I couldn't have marketed this the way that it became what it's become, you know? This is a word of mouth, oh my God, I saw this band, oh my God, I heard this song, you gotta check it out, to the point where, you know, even Hallmark, you know, everybody just looks at it and goes, this is an amazing work that Paul and his family created.
And what I like about this as well, because here in Wisconsin, and we just really take care of each other more than I've ever lived anywhere else, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra donating $1 to $2 from every ticket sold to charity. And it looks like you've distributed more than $16 million to charities throughout North America.
I appreciate you saying that, but again, that's Paul O'Neill and the O'Neill family. You know, his wife, his daughter, Paul, these are the kind of people that they are. Man, they want to change the world, you know, and, you know, a dollar at a time, as you just said, added up to 16 million single-dollar bills. You know, $1 for all 16 million tickets that we've sold over the last 21 years has gone back into the communities that have been so gracious and kind and loving towards us and what Paul created. You know, there's a countless number of times that I'd be with him going somewhere, doing something, and he would just stop in his tracks and hand somebody a $10 bill. You know, just help them out for that moment. And he would tell me time and time again, look, you know, the 10 isn't going to change my life, but maybe it'll change this person's day or evening, and maybe that'll bleed into tomorrow. You know, a little bit at a time will add up to a lot over time.
And I imagine with your kids being out for the holidays as well, and you playing, it's got to be something special to walk into a business or to walk into a public space and hear the music after all of these years, every single year.
Yeah, it really is fun. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how, I was in Lowe's, I don't know, a year or two ago, and with my wife and the kids, and all of a sudden my older daughter, Olivia, like, comes running down, like, the lawnmower aisle with a Trans-Siberian Orchestra CD that they happen to have it set up for sale, you know, or, you know, sitting in a football game or a basketball game or walking through a mall and hearing it, you know, being played, you know, I just smile. I just smile because it's like one of my kids, or one of anybody's kids growing up to become something you never saw on the radar. You know, you just have this sense of pride.
What are some of your like holiday classics? What are you listening to during the holidays? In addition, obviously, to TSO, but what do you got on?
Well, to be honest, Donny Hathaway. You know, this Christmas Day that song I'll play almost every night before I walk on stage, just because I happen to be a huge Donny Hathaway fan and I love that one particular tune. But to be honest with you, you know, the more silence I could hear, with the exception of the ringing in my right ear, I'm good.
I don't blame you at all.
You know what I mean?
So. I totally get somebody who's in music. Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, sometimes the silence is the loudest thing that I'll hear. But my monitor engineer, Big Earl McCoy, he'll surprise me and just like play some random songs in my in-ear to me before the show just to see my reaction. And it could be anything from, oh, I don't know, Stan Getz and Miles Davis, the Allman Brothers, and Tower of Power. So, you know, we kind of have a lot of fun that way. I tell you what song I just heard that I'm going to ask them to play for me because it makes me smile.
Sure.
Is that Zac Brown Band song called Toes. Have you heard that one?
Absolutely.
I haven't smiled that much. The last couple of days, I'm just walking around singing that song.
Well, when
with a frying pan.
I was going to say, well, when the tour's over this year, you better get to a beach and play it or do some video recording or Instagram or something like that.
Without a doubt, I'm going to, you know, barefoot in Costa Rica when this one's done.
Yeah, maybe a cold one with you as well, but that's up to you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Al Petrelli, thank you so much for chatting with us today. And, of course, you can get these tickets for both shows, available in Milwaukee, Fiserv Forum, December 27th. And we look forward to seeing you here. And I don't want to say best of luck. I want to say have an absolute blast on this tour. It should be an absolutely great time for you guys.
It's going to be awesome. That new building is beautiful. The people there are just great to us. Your community has embraced us. And my brother, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of us. So I'll see you soon. All my love to your family, right?
All right. Take care, Al. You as well.
Next time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.